Thank you.
Yeah, and how about at the side of the house, you might have an outlet for you to hook a hose to.
Thank you.
And on a barrel.
Yeah, what's called it? Stick it on barrel, on an outside barrel?
Yeah, or either kind, you know, if you just stick it on a barrel is okay, if that's what you call it.
Thinking most of them barrels just set out for a drain barrel and they'll stick it on, just catch them full.
Okay, and if the water, the water in the pipe froze, and then you'd say the pipe through the winter.
It's frozen or it's bursted.
Okay. And then something that's kind of shaped like this, you know, that you're going to pour a larger quantity into, from a larger...
Funnel.
Yeah, would you say it again?
Funnel.
I was talking, so I mean... all right, and to make a horse go, you might crack a...
Whip.
All right, and if you went to the store and bought a dozen oranges, the grocer's probably put them in a...
bag.
What's the bag made of?
Paper.
All right. You ever call that anything else besides a bag?
Pole.
Okay. And one. That's a good word too. Is that pretty common in the?
Yeah. You don't hear it too much anymore.
All right. And something made of one made of cloth. What would you call that?
You mean a bag made of?
Yeah. Well, just call it a cloth bag or.
Yeah, I said we got a cloth bag.
How about one with made of kind of rough cloth? Maybe put 100 pounds of potatoes in it.
Burlap.
You ever hear that called anything else?
Well, meal sacks.
Yeah.
Burlap sacks.
Yeah.
And paper bags.
Uh-huh. How about either croaker sack or toe sack? You know, is toe sack at all familiar to you?
Yeah, I reckon they are what's called kind of like a burlap.
What's that?
They're this coarse mash, used for potatoes and rough stuff.
Uh-huh. And what's that called?
Most people call them burlap.
Okay. And the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time would be called a
turn.
All right, and the amount of wood you could carry in two arms like this would be called a, I went out to the woodshed and got myself a...
armload of wood.
Sure, and a wagon that wasn't quite full, you'd call that a, not a full load, but a...
unloaded wagon.
All right. And if that went out up there, you'd have to put in a new...
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
All right. And hang clothes out, wash out in the backyard, carry that out in a...
tub or wash basket.
Okay. And something, we talked about a barrel before, something smaller than a barrel that nails come in.
Keg.
All right. And around a barrel, the two things that keep the staves in place.
Hook.
And something you put in the top of a bottle.
Cork.
All right, and a musical instrument about this long that you blow on?
French harp.
All right, and one that you...
juice harp.
All right, and something you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses?
Tongue.
And the part on a buggy that goes up on either side?
Shaves.
And the outer part of the wheel, the metal part that...
rim.
All right, and what's the rim attached to?
The wheel.
Yeah, do you call that part of the wheel anything, with the spokes enter on the one end and the...
Well, the rim goes on the feller.
Yeah, that's a word that very few people remember. that's a good one. I was kidding my class about that last